Blog Talk Radio.
Ham Pam Parade, we're going all the way. This is your pilot, provocateur, the Garden Culture Green Party, Galactic Federation, as we set the tone for organic return to the earth and the resources that we have compromised in the civilizational advance of our corporate fervor is now coming full circle, and we are most certainly prepared to offer an alternative and a very creative, cultured alternative to that. So we thought we would program this particular segment here on May 5th, Gregorian May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, with respect to our friends in the Southgate and with respect to things that are happening, which have now been tied into the global marijuana peace movement. And it's an interesting dynamic that we're seeing here with the war on drugs and the result of the impact of circumstances that have now been revealed as a full-on civil war, that we have a civil war now in Mexico. It's no longer something to be taken lightly, that we've had that confirmed at the Cable radio station with the liaison who has been traveling throughout Mexico, essentially reporting on the circumstances down south and all of the military buildup around the borders, these types of things that are occurring. And so it is high time for change. And we've programmed the segment as a political progressive party Siren Nation edition to the other 34 segments that have been recorded throughout the last 2 years. We try to give you a principle and one that has a real place or an application in today's affairs. And so we hope you'll stay with us as the topic for tonight's show is Hemp. Hooray, we're going all the way. Hemp for victory, calling out of Portlandia, Oregon, 2012. But we're also joined by a cat who came out of Colombia, the Deep South, and established himself in the United States as a professional after having attained some academic merit and a successful business, and caught wind of the change that is now at hand. And he's joined us from Middleton, California. He's just come online. And I'm going to bring my friend Ruben Genius. I call him Ruben Genius, and I'm sure that there's probably a more appropriate pronunciation, but we'll leave that up to him and bring him in. Hey, Ruben.
You did it great. Hey, okay. Jason. You did it great. For the American, the pronunciation of my last name is always a challenge, because it's not even a common last name in South America. So it's a weird mixture of Spanish Catalan influence with South American mestizo, so I have European blood and the mestizo blood, and that's why probably I'm being always a world bridger between different people and different type of information, different currents of thought, and being able to connect people that are in a similar game, but or doing similar work or complementary work or have complementary views. And when I met you, that I found that what you're doing with the calendar and with your movement in defense of hemp is of really great value for the new paradigm of what my ancestors, the Maya and the Kogis from Colombia, always envisioned for this planet, which is bringing back the garden economy and the garden culture, and going back to time is art, and enjoy this planet the way it was supposed to be enjoyed. So it's a really great honor to share the microphone with you. Today, Cinco de Mayo, that we are celebrating not the independence of Mexico, but today is like honoring the freedom and democracy because of the celebration of the Battle of Puebla. But it was, I don't know the exact details, but it's more because it was an important battle for the Mexicans to gain independence from the French invasion in the 19th century. So today is a really good day to bring back the Mayan energy and the Mayan heritage. Today is super moon. Venus is closest to Earth. So we have an amazing meteor shower from Aquarius coming in. So the energies of the heavens are really amplifying this revolution day and this 555 day, which marks the pentagram and the fifth element. And so today is a very important day for everybody on this planet, because it marks the entrance of a really interesting cycle in the evolution of humankind. And the return of Quetzalcoatl. Yes.
Yeah, true that. I'm so glad to have you on the air tonight. You're coming through really clear, man.
Great. Thank you.
I just shipped it. Yeah. I except for that little the minute I say that, you know, occasionally we get a dropout on the signal because we are.
Okay.
It's called a VoIP utility or a voice over internet protocol. Our audience
is
reminded.
I really don't know where I'm live and where I'm just laughing here in the back.
No, we're live on the wire, and what I'm doing is I'm playing a track in the background, which is a track of a group called Federale here in Portland, and they play
cool.
Spaghetti Western.
You mentioned them. Yeah,
we're hoping to be on tour with these cats this fall and do like a steampunk kind of cosmic cowboy and cosmic Indian kind of Harvest Jam tour later on this fall. So hey, but in terms of like getting a heads up and a view and everything, which is necessary when you consider the muddle puddle of our politics and affairs today, mm-hmm. that oftentimes result in shady relations or just a lack of follow-up or follow. You were present when that meteorite struck across the sky and had a significant sonic boom, right?
Yeah. I really don't know exactly what, especially today. People, for instance, where I am, I'm staying at Harbin Hot Springs here in Middletown. So I was hearing conversations at the dining room this morning about the tremors from this morning and the noises, because we have been like, it feels like this, these booms of that sounds like a dynamite or some type of explosion of some sort. I don't know what it is, but I was able to hear them clearly, like at least three times during the time that I've been here on top of the mountain and of the hill, really. And one of the persons at the dining room was also speaking about the fracking that is going on in this area. So there seems that to be that there's a lot of hot springs. So they are using that energy for hydrothermal power.
Yeah.
And in doing that, they are injecting the soil or the floor with more water to receive more vapor, more hot air. And in doing that, they are fracking the surface of like they are creating like an imbalance on the soil because it's like a bone with osteoporosis. It's like if you dig too many holes in an area, it could fall. So since this is a really sensitive area in seismically in terms of the fault of San Andreas, it doesn't make sense that they are doing this here. But I can tell that it was trembling this morning and I'm hearing those noises. So I really don't know what exactly was going on. And 2 weeks ago on April 22nd, Earth Day, we were having a lyrid shower and we don't know if one of those lyrids or another meteorite coming from another place hit Sierra Nevada, California, with a power of 5 kilotons, which is a fifth of Hiroshima. And now I was checking this morning articles in the San Francisco newspaper about a new gold economy occurring in California, but for meteorites. So it seems like there are pieces of all of this meteorite all over California, and people are going to get one little souvenir. But it's really interesting that it happened precisely on Earth Day, and precisely on April 22nd that we were celebrating it was the anniversary of the invasion of Francisco Cortes to Mexico, and there's the start of the demise of the Mayan culture, the lost knowledge of the calendar, and the nine hells of the prophecy of Quetzalcoatl were starting with that same day. So, studying the dream spell with you, and keeping count of the days, I noted that day was King 224, and it was April 22nd. So 422. So you have 224 and 422, and an asteroid, and that day was electric seed, yellow electric seed. So you start to feel the resonance between all this Mayan energy and what is going on now in that we are entering the month of May, which is Maya, really. And it's kind of a very interesting experience to see prophecy unfolding real time.
I can't say enough about that, and it's such a relief to hear other people really, really registering and getting that. The dream spell count, which is derived from an authentic lineage or an authentic facet of the Chilam Balam lineage, has been proven to be a scientific divinatory system time and time again, and it really does charge me up when you bring me back into the cosmology. The yellow electric seed is my year bearer. You know that every year it has a year bearer, and that sets the tone for the year. And so that's my year bearer, and those signs. You know, we live by signs and signals, and when we talk about pursuing a path of spirit or a path of great spirit at that, then we pay attention to what the spirit's telling us, and those signs and signals can be relied upon in navigating your course. I see you're really getting it.
Yeah, and it is a good time to give thanks to you, because you have been a great teacher in understanding the importance of this cosmology and of this knowledge. Because I was before we met, I was only really scratching the surface of what the dream soul was, and never understood the depth and the incredible elegance and mathematical beauty of what is behind the calendar. You really have to go deeper into it to understand how this is like a very indispensable tool to adopt in the future, in the very near future, when all these changes, Earth changes, starts to take more and more intensity and acceleration. So, because it's really the only tool that our ancestors led us to navigate these times of transition. So it's like, okay, here's your GPS to navigate those times. Mm-hmm. And in doing that and using that knowledge interpreted through the day-to-day interaction and experiences that we have, we need to we get a very deep experience of how the knowledge of the Mayan people and of the ancestors, or the people who left the calendar or who gave the calendar to the Maya, we don't know, gave us, and recovering that lost memory of our past will allow us to really go into the next phase of evolution for the planet. And it's just that we have now we are under this global Alzheimer, in which no one really, everybody's lost in time, and nobody really has a memory of where we come from or who we are, because we got this disconnection that started with the invasion of Cortez. Really, that when the whole usurpation of the knowledge started to take place, and the obscurity of the new system and the new patriarchal paradigm took over. That's really the crucial moment in history in which we got derailed. And now, by watching the signs of history repeat, but in symbolic, powerful ways, like a meteorite landing in California, precisely on that day, on the commemoration on that day, precisely on a state that is known to be Mexican before, because this was actually land of the Mexicans, and the American government steal it, but this is Maya land still. So in noticing that that we are dealing here with cosmic events and energies that are way beyond what we are used to experience. I can see that big meteorite being a nice omen of what is of the seed that was planted on Earth that day, the Earth Day. So the beauty of the event coinciding with the beauty of the calendar makes the event absolutely impossible to ignore, because the relationship is so in your face. It gives a lot of hope that we are being supported in the transition from way beyond this small planet, and that the clues are now coming from the sky, and we are establishing probably a telepathic communication with brothers and sisters of that are linked with that same lineage, at least of the Mayan, the galactic Maya.
Yeah, you know,
that's really it's something that is we are living basically through the most important event in human history right now. And we are entering the cusp of the wave, which we are going to ride the wave, because this is the last two cycles of the prophecy, and they are anticipated to be the more intense, but the is when the real transformation is going to take place.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The calendar is synchronized, or the events of the calendar are synchronized with each other, gives a very good is a very good starting point to really understand the cosmology.
True that. Yeah, you know, I'm putting the spin on what you just said, which was a very elegant way of putting it. We talk about prophecy. Some people would scoff at the word or the idea, but essentially time as prophecy has been recapitulated through the discovery of the law of time, which gives you an appreciation for the sequence of events, not just of past events within the hologram of time, but once you understand those patterns and you can appreciate those dates or the compression value in those days, then you can begin to formulate can be